listen, I need some help.
All right, go ahead. Spill your guts.
Well, last night I flew back into town, back here in Atlanta. And, see, the Hobble to Gaga handbook's too big to fit in the overhead compartment.
Yeah?
Well, so there I am at the baggage carousel waiting for my bag, and I'm spying all this spicy stuff.
Uh-huh.
And my mind went blank.
You saw all them women at the baggage carousel, and you couldn't think of one line to open your conversation?
Not one line.
Oh,
crazy.
For God's sake!
You got anything? Any additions to the Hobble to Gaga handbook?
For waiting there at your baggage?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? My God, there's a big chapter about that.
What chapter is that? Is that the unabridged version, Grease?
Oh yeah, the unabridged version. There's a big. You always have to be ready as a hobbling man for when you see a target of opportunity. And an airport is where people from all walks of life come together. That's why there is a chapter of the Hobble to Gaga handbook involving just what you're talking about. This is chapter 50. Pickups at the carousel. Will certainly make that bad boy sweat. Yeah. It's been a long business trip. You're tired, you spit from the pits. You're belching honey-roasted nut fumes. You're not even thinking about Hobble the Gaga when you happen to glance across the carousel and you see her there, biting her nail, waiting for her bag. Look at you. Kind of like a team spirit when you're standing around the baggage carousel at an airport. Everybody's wondering, will my bag make it? Everybody's wondering, I have to be here, will I be the last one? So in that instance, you can approach her and make idle chit-chat. So quickly, move around to the side of the carousel where she's waiting for her bag. Put your foot up on the ledge and say, God, I don't know why I don't just go right to the baggage loss department and start filling out the forms, you know? Beat the rush. Usually I'm the guy that always gets his bag lost. She'll smile. Yeah, it's happened to me. Yeah, well, you know, that's traveling for you. Phil Sokolowski, nice to meet you. You know, I'm Sarah Roxoff. Nice to meet you. Hello, Miss Roxoff. Sure, my bag comes in here, you know, because I'll get a lot of I told you so's. See, my grandmother passed away, and she left a lot of valuable jewelry, and that's where I'm coming back from Granny's funeral. She lived a good life. Anyway, I should have had it insured, but I didn't want to wait around Cleveland another day, and so got all the jewelry in that thing. I tell you what, there's a pearl necklace in there that would look so good on you. Oh, my God. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I guess, you know, keep it in Granny's memory, but I'd rather somebody, you don't mind my saying, someone lovely like you wore it, you know what I'm saying? She'll go, oh, there's my bag. And there's a bracelet, too, that goes with the pearl necklace. Look really good. Really? Well, I guess I could wait with you. Yeah, would you do that for me? Wait, well, don't you stand there, you continue to talk. If you're smart, you got a little flask with you. It's got some, you know, rum in it, so you can take a swig, hand her the flask. Take a swig, you know. And, of course, you know, you get whatever baggage you originally checked on the plane, but the bag with the jewels never shows up, because there ain't no bag with the jewels in it. You're like, oh, for God's sakes! Jumping, jiminy, crickets, where is it? Do you mind waiting here for him in case it comes out? Yeah. It's a hard shell case, a green bag. I'd rather not. Do you mind waiting here? Let me go check in, let him know. So you go around the corner, just stand there, smoke a camel for 5 minutes. And then you come back and you say, yeah, they say it may come in with the sporting goods. It's a hard case here. It may come back at the other side of the airport. Would you mind having a drink with me? I mean, Jesus. I guess I could wait here alone, pathetically looking for my lost bag. I'll have a drink, will you? You have a couple of drinks. By now, you've given her the necklace, the bracelet, the brooch, the pendant, the cameo. On second thought, here's the receipt. You just take the whole damn bag. $8,000 worth of stuff in there. Next thing you know, you walk it out to the parking lot. Lot A, row 35. Hey, this has really been great. At that point, you lift her chin lightly. Brush with your lips. Your tongues collide as hungrily baggage drops to the tarmac and you fall into the back seat of the car. for the doodad. I tell you what we're going to do, just in case that bag's come in. Here's the baggage claim check. It's a green, hard, plastic bag. Here you go. Why don't you check that? And that way I'll go take the car and get it out of the parking lot and pull around to the passenger pickup, and then I can give you a drive home, okay? All right, yeah. You go ahead. Check the baggage carousel, and I'll be right back.
Encore.